can't wait for Christmas to visit Santa Claus, decorate our tree, sing carols, open presents.
Well, you'll just have to wait a little bit longer, because today we're going to celebrate Christmas around the globe. And that may take us a minute or two.
How are we going to do that?
By using the universal language of the world.
What language is that?
The language of music. Music can tell us a lot about the people of a country, how they speak, how they live, what kind of melodies and rhythms they like.
We're going to sing holiday songs from lots of different countries and learn about the customs and traditions that happen this time of year.
That's so cool. It's like traveling without having to pack. Where are we going first?
I say we start with England, then work our way around the world from there. The people of England celebrate Yuletide with many traditions that include placing holly and ivy in the window to protect against evil
and hanging mistletoe in the doorway. Any guy may claim a kiss from any girl who happens to stand underneath it. The custom is to remove a berry from the mistletoe and give it to the girl. When all the berries are gone, no more kisses.
Kids in England hang stockings or pillowcases at the end of their bed, hoping that Father Christmas will leave a present or two on Christmas Eve.
On December 26th, the people in England, as well as Australia, New Zealand, and parts of Canada, celebrate Boxing Day.
Really? They put on boxing gloves and fight?
No, that's not it. Originally, churches had small boxes made of clay where people donated money. At the end of Boxing Day, it was broken open, and the money was distributed to the poor.
Now it's a day when employers give their workers a special gift or bonus, and a day off.
Well, let's eat some plum pudding and start the festivities.